this morning, we appreciate you. We give you praise. We give you all the adoration this morning. We thank you because unto you shall the garden of your people be. We pray this morning that you dwell in our midst richly in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak against every spirit of agitation, every contention spirit, every spirit of destruction will come against you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Every lofty spirit, every hasty spirit, every contrary spirit to the knowledge of God, we come against you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible said the spirit of the Lord is liberty. Where that spirit is, there's freedom. Freedom of expression to worship you like never before. Freedom, oh God, to do things in your kingdom. Freedom to express our love for you. Lord, we receive that this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says, seek soul that will worship you in spirit and in truth. Tonight or this morning, O God of heaven, we receive this garment of praise in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree at the end of today's service, our lives will not remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Can we welcome ourselves to church this morning? Can we talk to someone? Good morning. Praise the Lord. Today is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Last week, we started a series on money and wealth. And we trust God that the Lord will assist us this morning again to go a bit further down into this discussion. And we also believe that today should be much of an interactive section where people will also contribute to what we have been discussing since last week. We established that from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 20, that the Lord God Almighty is the one that gives power to make wealth. But we establish that power or money flows in the direction of power. Number two, we also said that according to the memory verse, which is important and I want us to read it, Bible says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which add pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. We also agree that the Lord delights in our prosperity. The Lord wants us to be wealthy. And that can be found in the book of Psalm 35, verse 27. We did also mention that money is called a legal instrument. It is a medium of exchange for goods and services. And of course, it is worldly acclaimed and accepted. And we also said that wealth is what we call the abundance of valuable resources and material possessions that we have. And the word wealth is derived from an old English word called wela, which is from an Indo-European word. And we also established that in this present world, the research has found out that 1% of the people in the world hold 40% of the world wealth. And I pray this morning there's going to be a paradigm shift. We are going to move to become one of those 1% in the world in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And we also went further down by discussing the desire of God for his children concerning area of money and wealth. Then we said money answering all things. That can be found in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. We also said that in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11, that money is a defense. Praise the Lord. And we also said, according to the will of God, he wants everything about us to prosper. Our soul, our body, and our spirit. And this is the will of God concerning us. Even when we go further down to read the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8, say, gold and silver are mine. This is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And of course, the condition for God's blessing from what we discussed last week is righteousness. That righteousness actually gives you a vintage position for you to be blessed of God. And that's why Bible says righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach. We pray that righteousness will exalt us in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, we want to take a step further down by looking at money and wealth in the hands of Christian. Money and wealth in the hand of Christian. If you are there, please, can you quickly open the Bible to book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. I want somebody to read over there.
Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye drink, do all to the glory of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Please, all men, in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Where we have just read, Bible says anything that we do or we are going to do in life as a believer must be to God's glory. Anything that will bring about your own exaltation, it is not the will of God. The design of God for us, or the inspiration of God for every child of God, is to be worthy. And the wealth God is talking about is to bring nothing but glory to his name. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the will of God for us as a believer. God wants us to prosper. He wants us to excel. He wants us to be wealthy. But he's saying the first thing we must have is to know that for us to be wealthy, we must have an understanding that the wealth that God is committing to our hands, the success, the glory, the riches, is for his own glory, not for our own exaltation. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the greatest goal and highest source of inspiration for every child of God must be to glorify God, which we have read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So one fundamental reason why your prayer for wealth and money has not yet been answered may have to do with how much of the glory of God you are not going to promote. Praise the Lord. And of course, if you read the book of James, chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, the New Living Translation says, even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are wrong. You only want only what will give you pleasure. And of course, two-thirds of the people in the world today, they want to acquire wealth. They want to acquire money. They want to have everything in abundance. Not because they want to use it to serve God, but they want to show it as a kind of a status. But God is saying to all this money, the plan and purpose of God for wealth and riches for a believer is that we will use it to glorify his holy name. We use it to build his kingdom. We use it to lead a godly generation. And I pray that do be our testimony in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because the Bible also makes us to know that when you are faithful in the little that God has given you, you will surely be faithful in much. But if you are not faithful in the little God has given you, how can he commit into your hands those treasures of heaven that is full of abundance? And I pray that the Lord will give us that spirit and grace to be faithful with the little that God has given unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Money and wealth should therefore become one of the essential instruments for pursuing the glory of God. Praise the Lord. One of the instruments for the glory of God is money and wealth. They are part of the instrument of worship and not to become object of worship. And this is what is happening in the world today. People who God has blessed, both Gentiles and the believers, they tend to use money to show forth and to show off. And this is not what God said. They tend to believe that their life consists in the abundance of things that God has given unto them. Some places money or value on money, even more than their families. You know, and these are not the will of God for us. God is saying to us this morning, his own plan and purpose for us to be worthy is to glorify him with what he has blessed us with, not to make such acts an act of worship. not to make God out of the riches that God has committed into our hands. Praise the Lord. In book of Romans, Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans. Can we please go to book of Romans chapter 1? Romans chapter 1. We are going to read verse 25. But before then, Apostle Paul wrote to the Roman church. He told them his plan, his will, and his vision for the church, and how he actually prayed earnestly that he longed to see them so that he may impart unto them spiritual gifts so that to the end they may be established. That was his intent. And he also made them to know from verse 24 to 25 that we're about to read that these are the time and seasons wherefore all people are becoming ungrateful. People are becoming to live as if they are living unto themselves. It says, they said, wherefore God also gave them unto uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forevermore. This is what God is saying this morning, that we should shift our focus as a believer from what God has created to be for us as a vehicle of instrument for his kingdom. Rather, we should seek our faith and look unto God as our creator. Praise the Lord. That is to say, the life of a man does not consist in abundance of things that he possesses. Whatever you have today is because God has blessed you with it. And God wants you to use it for his own furtherance of the gospel. And I pray that the Lord will make us an instrument for this in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So therefore, we should have a mindset that whatever we are, whatever God has blessed us with, and whatever God is going to bless us with, will be used for the glory of the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. So he said to the Romans that this ordinate ambition of people is that they change the truth of God, they perverse the truth of God, and they turn into a lie, and they worship and they serve the creature, what God has created, rather than the creator himself, who is blessed forevermore. But Bible says Christ has become unto us riches, glory, whatever we can name it. Say, for our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty we might be made rich. The blood of Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary is for us to leave that realm of darkness, to begin to shine as the brightness of the sun. And the Lord will make this fulfill in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So we need to understand that in themselves they are not saying to desire to have money. But we need to be careful not to put them into sinful. Wealth, riches, money, they are not sin. But rather, we need to be careful that once this money are coming in, these riches we are talking about, this wealth we are talking about, that will not make them an object of worship, that will become an idol before us. I know one of the things that God hates is to magnify anything as God. And I pray nothing will be too much for us to magnify above God in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So your money can be used to support godly projects, improve the lot of the poor, orphans and widows, those in the house of God, and servants of God. Praise the Lord. Can we just read Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17? Proverbs 19:17. In Proverbs 19, verse 17, Bible says, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given, he will pay him again. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether it's the same thing in your own Bible. So which means we cannot outgive God. We cannot outgive God. The principle of the kingdom is to give. And once you give, you will receive. If you don't give, you won't receive. That is the principle. And we need to cultivate this habit. We can give to God's projects, can bless the people in the household of God. We can bless the men of God. Let me just share this experience with you. To the glory of God, we run a little business in Nigeria. conjunction with my wife, and at the time we wanted to move from the level where she was, want to desire to move to the half grade, to probably to a grade one. And of course, you know, being a businesswoman, she's a very shrewd person. She wants to know how you are spending the money. And I told her, I said, let's, I have a leading that for us to move from this realm to this realm, to beat your competitors, there's a need for us to sow to the life of the men of God. And we just recognized three ministries and we started investing. And of course, they will tell us, they will bless us. By the time we give them whatever God has laid in our heart to give them, they will pray and all that. And while we are praying, we just said, God, it's according to your word that we have given, we want something in return. And to the glory of God, we just wrote the letter to those companies and we told them at least we have got you the status where we need to move from here to this level. And the next thing they did was just to acknowledge the letter and they started giving us that status. Praise the Lord. So we found out that sometimes in the things of the Spirit of God, you need to put an act of faith. And without that act, you may not be able to move from the level where you are now to another level. So God is saying to us this morning, there are opportunities for us. There are open doors for us. And of course, for us to keen into this, to begin to enjoy the wealth of the Gentiles, to live in abundance, we must understand the basic truth of the kingdom. And the truth of the kingdom is, you should use whatever God has given unto you to for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And if you read Proverbs 28, verse 27, it's also saying the same thing. Proverbs 28, verse 27. Praise the Lord. Bible says that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Remember, Psalm says, young am I, I'm old now. I've not seen the righteous forsaking, nor even his seed begging for bread. That will be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And of course, because of time, please let's go home and read the other passage of the scriptures. It's also saying the same thing. They are interested in the same thing, that God is interested in us in using whatever he has given unto us as a substance for his own kingdom. We can position ourselves such that our lives becomes exemplary in how to possess both spiritual and material wealth in total humility to God. Praise the Lord. The last passage we are going to read for today is from book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. Proverbs 15. Praise the Lord. So the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. That is what God is saying. That whatever we have today, we should position ourselves in such a way that we'll live an exemplary life, both in spiritual and material worlds, in total humility unto God. Can you be trusted with the riches that come from heaven? It is a question for us and a food for thought. But we are going to stop here. I want to welcome questions, you know, suggestions, contributions that can enrich the brethren. Praise the Lord. If you don't talk, I will call people. We want an interaction. We still have about 10 minutes to do all that. Please, we want to hear your view. We want you to be a blessing to us this morning. You don't want to say anything, I will call people.
Thank you for the teaching. It's just a, I don't know whether it's a contribution or a comment based on what you said towards the end, that we should give, you know, and we should expect God to give back to us. It's what the Bible says. It's written all over the Bible. Give and it shall be given unto you. But I also want us to look at it from the other angle too, and let's be a bit more cautious, in the sense that because of what we have said and what we know, there are people who the motive behind their giving all the time is because they know that the Bible says, give, it shall be given. So they give because they want God to give back to them. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. That every time, just like you said, you know, you got the leading and God led you to give to certain ministers, you know, and he blessed you back in return. But we also have the other extreme where there are people too who will always, the only reason why they give is because they want something to come back to them, which shouldn't be. Because God, as you have said, God has blessed us so that we should be instruments to bless others. And the motive behind it should not be solely, God, I'm sowing. And the reason why I'm sowing is because I want you to bless me. That is an extreme which I don't want us to go into. We also sow, as you have said, based on the leading of God, you know, apart from the fact that it's in the scriptures. There are times maybe you are not even thinking of something, and God lays it in our mind that you should give towards this thing. And in your giving obediently unto God, he blesses us back in return. But at the same time too, we should also not go to the other extreme where the only giving we do at all times is because we know, just like Matt, 1 + 1 will give you 2, though it's not necessarily. It depends on the number base you are working with. But that I'm giving because God is going to give back to me. That is another motive which God sees the heart of man in and may not, or he may bless because he's sovereign. But I don't know if we are getting what I'm saying. All I'm saying is we should just try to make sure that the motive behind it all the time is not just I will give God, he will give back to me, because he's sovereign and he may not decide to bless us because of our asking amiss.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, praise God. Yes, I think that's a very, very important point, you know, that, and that is why the message of prosperity is misunderstood. So much so that the gospel has become cash and carry, which should not be so. And I think that at the beginning, one of the things that was said this morning is that the sole purpose for what we are doing must be to glorify God. And of course, God does not look just at the act. He also looks at the heart, the motive behind our giving. And that's why he says in James chapter 4, verse 3 especially, and even when you ask, so even when you give is a way of asking God. Even when you give, he said you don't get it because you are doing it with the wrong motives. You want only what will give you pleasure. In fact, King James Version says, you want to consume it on your lusts. So, it's, and I like the word you use there, that it's a way of asking amiss. Because God can see our hearts that we are not prepared to use it to the glory of God. I haven't said this. As children of God, it is important that we become aware of what our inheritance can be in the kingdom, so we don't miss out. Because what often happens is this: God blesses us with little, and because we feel comfortable with our little, we do not go deeper into the greater blessings of God. I still want to believe that if we are living right as children of God, wealth in our hands should be of greater blessing to the world than wealth in the hands of the unbelievers, if we are true Christians. And I believe that the reason why God's plan is to move wealth from the hands of the heathen to the hands of the believers is because he trusts us that we will use it to his glory. And of course, there's no way we are going to use it to the glory of God that it's not going to impact upon the lives of people. Look at the wealthy people in the world who don't even know God. Some of them give millions every year. Some of them left foundations that after them are still being used for the benefits of people. But I'm particular about the blessings of the children of God, because when you have your own blessings and you have your own foundation, you can decide, for example, that your wealth will not be used to promote, you know, all those businesses that are likely not to glorify God. For example, when I was going to buy shares in Nigeria, I refused to buy into tobacco companies. I refused to buy into Nigerian brewery. I was not going to buy into any of those companies that I know that will not promote the glory of God. So, if wealth is in the hands of the children of God, they can then, you know, be in a position to decide what part of life will get it. Things that will promote the name of God. But when it is in the hands of the unbelievers, they will promote anything they like. So, I still want to believe that as we come this morning, we should come with a desire. We should come with a desire to see the glory of God come to pass in that area of our lives. That God will indeed not just prosper us spiritually, that God will also prosper us, you know, materially. Prosper us financially. It doesn't matter what level you are already operating in. God can take you to a higher level, because we already know that when wealth increase, the mouths that will eat it will also do what? Will increase. And then you are in a position to decide and give to the poor and give to those who are in need and promote the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Any other contributions or questions? Praise the Lord. Dr. Akinyemi, I know you should have a word for us this morning.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the area of giving, I want us to look at it from two aspects. The first thing is, for you to give, you already have. So, the reason why we should give is because God has already given you the power to make wealth. So, the focus will not be on, if I give, I will receive. You have already received. You are already rich. It's just for you to tap more into the resources. I believe giving should be done in a way that you don't expect anything in return. If you do it in where you are expecting the results to come from, most of the time you've already received your reward. But if you give it because God has already given you, and you're giving back to things of God, you're giving back to God, not because you want God to bless you for what you are giving now, but in appreciation of who God is and what God has done in the past. He knows where to reinforce you, where to bless you, where to prosper you. And two, when you give and you receive, the receiving might not be in money. If you give to sow into things of God and you receive good health, instead of spending thousands on hospital and God has prospered you in good health, if If you give into things of God and you receive a baby without going through IVF, we know how much it costs to go through IVF. God has already prospered you. So it's not going to be, every time you give, you'll be expecting that you have money back, you have something back in cash. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I have a question, and I want the audience, including the pastor, to please assist me. Well, if I want to follow what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, that if I give unto the poor, I'm borrowing God. Praise the Lord. How do I match that to the understanding that once I give, definitely I will receive?
Has anyone got something to say about that? You want to ask the question again?
Okay, the question is, according to Proverbs 19:17 that we just read, Bible says, I give to the poor, I'm borrowing God. And of course, you should know, once you are borrowing God something, you should be expecting God to pay you back. Praise the Lord. How do you blend all that with all the contributions that we've had from the people of God? Okay. Anyone to help me out?
I think it's still the same thing. God doesn't owe anybody. So God is not a debtor. When you give to the poor, when you give to things of God, you're lending to God. And because God doesn't owe anybody, God will pay you back. Now, and will pay you multiple folds. But
so what I have that mindset to be expecting from God.
Don't have the mindset. Forget that's what I'm saying. Forget about the mindset that God, I want you to pay back. You're reminding God, you know, I gave to this guy. No. But because God has already given to you, forget it. Just say, but Bible says you should cast your bread upon the waters.
Yes.
That means it will go anywhere. Don't worry, it will come back. Amen. Where you don't expect it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
The last person.
Sorry. Heart of give come out when you feel the same way people feel. If you want to give people, if you don't feel the way that person feels, you can't give anything. Like what's happened before I came to church this morning, my lady, she saw all the Western Union that I've been sending to people when I have nothing. But just because I've already been in that shoe before, I know when somebody buys his head down. If you don't buy your head down because of you have headache, maybe situation buy your head down. So heart of give can come out of the way you feel the same people feel. If somebody cry, you cry with him. It's not because you want to cry, because you know the reason why he's cry. Sometimes, if you give to people, it's not because you're expecting someone to give to you. We're supposed to come to church together this morning just because she saw all our Western Union. And I have to explain in details that this guy is a graduate. We left the same country, and we left countries the same day and not know where we are going. But he has to stay with his friend. He needs thousands of naira to have his own apartment. But not because I have, but because I'm living large. But because I know for you to live with somebody that married and you are a graduate. You know, you can't just give when you don't have feelings. You can only give when the feelings come out of your heart. That's my message.
Thank you. You're saying that giving is from out of the bowel of mercy, compassion. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's the last contribution.
Yes. Yes. I mean, what has been said so far is wonderful. That we give primarily as an act of worship. Primarily. It must be to glorify God. But I want to take us a step further, which is what I will call aggressive faith, different from gentleman's faith. The gentleman's faith can give as an act of worship, and you just know that God will bless you, which he will do. That is general blessing that will come to you. But the aggressive faith, which comes as a result of revelation, because you believe that God indeed has positioned you. You just know that when God chooses to expand and enlarge your coast, you are going to be a blessing to the kingdom. In such instances, the Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. You actually have an expectation that God is going to move. In fact, in Mark 11:24, he said, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire." What did the Bible say? "What things soever ye desire." That is very specific. Whatever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Believe. Believe. In other words, you are going to mention it. It's not a specific. Look, you will tell God. Sometimes you can give, people make vow and say, "Father, if you do this in my life, this is what I'm going to do because I want to change something." There's nothing wrong with that. That you actually give and say, "Father, enlarge my course, because I know if you enlarge my course, look, I want to be a blessing to people. I see need somewhere. I know if you position me, this is what I want to do." And you show faithfulness in the little that God has given you, God will enlarge your course. This is about faith. It's about faith. It's aggressive faith. It is not just the ordinary faith. "Father, I just give. I just give." No, you are actually giving and you are saying, "God, this is what I want you to do. Give me, Lord, that contract. I want to have it. Because when I get it, Lord Jesus, I just know that this is befitting. The building where we are in, it's not good enough for you. I want a better place. I want to move and do something for you." And I'm telling you, I've seen God work. So we have to move to that level of aggressive faith. And it's not, you see, you will notice that I've not preached this area very much. It's not something to be ashamed of, that you are asking God to bless you. Many, look, we are satisfied with the things, the little that we have. There are people who have lots, non-Christians. But I'm telling you, if this were to be in the kingdom, things should be different if we are true Christians. And it is God's desire that he blesses his people in super abundance. I'm not talking about all this mortgage business we are carrying about. I'm not talking about that. That God will bless us abundantly. That will be a blessing to people and change. Because he says we are going to lend to nations. If all you do is carry mortgage and you are hoping that the distance that will accrue from it, you cannot lend to nations. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can we be on our feet, please? Let's appreciate God. The will of God for us as a believer is for us to prosper and be in good health. And let's appreciate him for this word. Bible said the entrance of the world give light and understanding to the simple. Let's appreciate him for the little knowledge we have received this morning from him. We have received the understanding that it is more blessed to give than to receive. We have come to an understanding that when you give, God will bless you in return. We have also come to understand that God is sovereign. When you give, he has a way of getting to you. Let's appreciate him and let's pray for that compassionate heart, for that gift of mercy to give. It is a gift. It's one of the spiritual gifts, the gift of mercy. Let's appreciate him. Let's pray. Lord, find me worthy as a trustee of your wealth, to be able to impart my generation for good. Find me as a custodian of your riches, so that I be a blessing unto people. You called Abraham, you blessed him, and you said he will be a blessing. And today we are singing, "Abraham, blessings am I." It's because he laid the foundation according to God's commandment. Lord, let me walk in this shoe, in this revelation. Lord, let this testimony of Abraham be my portion and my lot, and the lot of my families and the generation the Lord is raising through me. Lord, we appreciate you for this. Lord, because we know you have answered our prayer. We're thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, as we continue in worship, Lord, you continue with us. And your spirit will assist us maximally in the name of Jesus. Everything shall be done unto your own glory. In Jesus' name we pray.